Chapter 2.
You going to stand there looking at that damn locomotive for what's left of the night?
Breathing a deep sigh, I watched the fog collect at my face and then blow away.
You finally woke up?
Hell yes, and I'm freezing my aged ass off. If it wasn't for your dog here, I'd be a goner.
It was late, and I turned back to the refurbished engine, sitting outside the Union Pacific Roundhouse in Cheyenne.
Let him out so he can pee.
What about me?
You can pee, too.
A few seconds later, I heard the door of my truck open, and the creature known as Dog, an animal that would probably have been better suited for the Pleistocene period, hiked a leg up on the chain-link fence and saluted the 844 Northern in his own particular fashion. He came over and sat on my foot, and I gestured toward the massive engine.
Look, something bigger than you.
Built toward the end of the Second World War, the 844 was one of 10 locomotives ordered by the Union Pacific. The quintessential result of dual-service steam engine development, the Northern turned out to be its swan song, designed to burn coal but converted to fuel oil even as research and development concentrated on the diesel-electric engines that dominate the tracks even today. Capable of speeds as high as 120 miles an hour, the passenger puller was a workhorse that had towed such legendary trains as the Los Angeles Limited, Portland Rose, and Wyoming's the Western Star. The old sheriff nodded, walked over to the chain-link fence, and began urinating, marking his own territory at the exact same spot as Dog's.
What time is it?
Almost 2. I turned to look at him.
Vic still asleep?
Yep.
He turned back to the engine.
There any particular reason why we're standing here in the middle of the rail yard looking at a piece of scrap metal?
They refurbished it and put it all back together like new. I gestured with my chin. They're using it to pull excursion trains. The old sheriff barked a laugh.
Excursions, huh?
I ignored the response.
I wonder where we could go to get refurbished.
I stood there looking at the lines of the thing like a woman with a broken nose. You can love her, but she ain't lovely.
Do you ever wonder if, like this piece of scrap metal, we were better then than we are now?
Wavering a little, he zipped up and came back over to stand with the Dog and me.
You having some sort of crisis of conscience or something?
I stood there a while longer, breathing out clouds.
Maybe. Well, don't.
I had to smile at the magnificent simplicity of Lucian Connolly's worldview.
Why did you hire me all those years ago, Lucian? Because that girl you had just married was some kind of cute.
He blew a deep breath from his nostrils and stood there, deliberating a real answer.
Because you needed it.
I studied him for a moment more and then went back to looking at the big machine with its elephant ears, side panels that channel air closer to the steam engine at lower speeds in order to divert smoke away from the operators. In case I've never said it, I pulled my eyes away from the antique and glanced over at another piece of history.
Thank you.
He stared at me for a moment and then began hobbling back toward my truck in a serpentine fashion, grumbling and gesturing in the direction of the state capitol.
Have we got someplace to stay in this den of thieves and hucksters?
With Katie. He called back.
Am I going to have to climb steps?
That or I can throw you over my shoulder and carry you.
I'll climb, thank you very much.
We got back in the truck and I navigated my way through the empty streets to my daughter's place, a carriage house with an alley alongside. Lucian studied the large Victorian adjacent, a Queen Anne structure complete with a rounded corner tower and witch's hat turret.
That Joe Mayer's place?
Yep. He continued studying it.
Damn, we should have been attorney generals.
A voice rose in the back seat.
Jesus, are we there yet?
Lucian turned.
Good morning, sweet pea.
Fuck you.
I got out. Dog followed at a gallop and shot straight up the outside metal steps leading to the second floor, where a familiar shape stood backlit in the open doorway. He stooped and caught the beast as Lucian and Vic began the ascent with me bringing up the rear, carrying our 3 duffel bags.
Lola is asleep, as is your daughter.
We made the first landing, and he reached over the side to heft 2 of the bags.